Well, let's count it down. Five, four, three, two. All Fresno podcast. With you as always is me, Joshua T, aka Famous Whitewater, and Mike C.
Alright, you're starting out
champion of the
You started out 2015 like NPR style.
Yeah, well, I wanted to try something new.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, so it is 2015 and we are still doing Flowing with Famous, where we come and talk about all things Fresno and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So there it is.
Yeah, how could you not enjoy yourself talking about Fresno?
I'm telling you what, it's my favorite topic.
Yep. Just, you see Josh on the streets and just stop him and say, hey, I've got a Fresno item for you to talk about. And he's like, and Josh would be like, I'll stop what I'm doing right now.
Tell you about it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's discuss.
That happens to me all the time. I'm stopped
you
by strangers.
You and George Hostetler just hanging out.
Right.
Talking Fresno.
It's true. So,
Did you see the little thing that happened? George Hostetler put out the paper. Just speaking of George, they had the, they're trying to, you know, make abandoned homes that have plywood. And this company invented this plexiglass.
Plexiglass screen. Yes, I know. Go on.
And they're like, all right, the big old TV demonstration. Everyone like, look at this. Go ahead. Here's a baseball bat. See if you can break it. A couple people try. Nothing happens. Then Terrence Frazier, the developer and former Fresno State
baseball player
and
Oakland A's
system. Did he do it with the bat or the baseball?
No, he had a rock.
Rock. Like the rock was like a baseball and just shattered it.
Yeah, shattered the And then everyone, there's a video of it, actually. If you go to FresnoBee.com, you can find the video. And it's hilarious because then it's like the guys from the company are trying to like figure out, well, how do we spin this? Like,
how do we figure out this? Somebody just threw a rock through it.
Do the thing. And they were like, it's unbreakable. I mean, it did withstand a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm. It's something.
And I'm darn sure that it's probably more secure than plywood.
Yeah.
Looks better anyway.
Yeah.
It was funny. I saw this story like breaking yesterday and no one knew how to write a headline about it, right?
The headline writers could not figure out what to do.
No, really. Like every story I read had a different headline and every one of them was trying like sort of got what had happened, but not really. And so the first headline I read, and I don't remember what it was, but it gave me a complete different picture of what it was. Something about a shattered window, and like, and so I read it, and then
shattered dreams.
I'm like, oh, okay, I understand what's happening, but that headline doesn't match. And then today, when I saw the story in the paper, and then there's been various other, you know, all the media outlets picked up on it because it's a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all trying to pitch it like the city somehow looks stupid because, and I didn't quite get
that. How's
that
the city's fault?
Well, see, because I think the city brought these people in and was saying like, oh, this company is going to help us, you know, we'll buy these, you know, or, you know, we'll help this, people buy these specific windows and doors to put in instead of plywood, they're unbreakable, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly they were easily broken by this. But going to throw a rock at the – like, you know, how many of us – so they asked him. They're like, Terrence, how fast do you think you were throwing that rock? You know, and he's like, oh, at my age, 62 miles an hour. And I'm like, I think that's pretty fast, right? I mean, like
– well, yeah.
It's like a car speed.
Yeah, for a major league pitcher, it's not fast, but, you know, for a normal person,
how fast could you throw a rock?
Oh, I don't know.
Not, 7 miles?
No, yeah, when I once in a while, I'll try it at the Grizzly game, they have the pitch, yeah, and I think it's lower than 60.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm always disappointed. I stopped trying now because I'm just like, you think you could throw this mean fastball?
Right, you cannot.
And no.
So, yeah, that is a thing that happened. But let's talk about 2014. Because yeah, we're in the new year.
Yeah, we're well into the new year.
We're into the new year.
We took the holidays off.
We took the holidays off. We didn't do a like recap. And people love that.
People love it.
We love to reminisce. Do we have some reminiscing music?
Well, if Reed was here, we would. But.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had some reminiscing music. Some kind of like throwback music that we could kind of listen to. And
yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, so, but we'll talk about some things happened in 2014 in Fresno. And I think, you know, the best way to do it, let's just our favorite, just memory, favorite like stories, whether it's pop culture, entertainment, like stuff that happened in Fresno. And I'll just let you kind of run with it.
Okay. One of the things that pop out, the ice bucket challenge is huge across the world.
Right.
And
it came to Fresno.
Came to Fresno, and the most notably,
Chief
Dyer.
Yeah.
I think that was our number one downloaded show of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you know it was why? Because of the picture right. of no, Chief Dyer. No.
It was because of your reaction and your explanation of it. I heard several comments that, like, Mike was so off put by that.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
Having the shirtless right. chief. Like, I don't need to see my police chief shirtless. Nope.
But if you do need to see that, it is available on our blog site. So, yeah, that happened. And just about everyone was doing that stupid challenge. I'm surprised we never got. Never got to that challenge. Never took the challenge.
Yeah, it was just.
It was right in the middle of the drought.
Something that always, yeah.
Also, so
it's something that always bugged me. It just seemed like
self-aggrandizing
kind of thing.
Yeah,
like it was only people were only doing it because they got to take basically a selfie video of themselves. Right. So it was just like,
which seems like right up our alley, buddy.
Yeah, all right. I like audio. I don't like showing myself.
Okay. Well, there
I
you
mean,
go.
I mean, showing myself in the picture.
Sure. There you go. Yeah.
Well, there's another road I'm not going to go down.
So that did happen. That was fun. It was fun. Whatever happened to that? It just sort of died off, though, huh?
Yeah. Just went bloop.
What was that even for? Dude?
It was for Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, there you go.
Raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a great charity.
Yeah. What else?
There was, for Fresno, we had the hidden cash.
Hidden cash guy.
Hidden cash guy.
I forgot that.
Got crazy. We got all crazy about
how much
free cash.
Do you remember how much money even got made?
It seemed like it was like $300 or something like that.
No, it was more than that. It was
maybe 1,000.
1,500 or something.
Yeah, all together.
And it ended up being at Woodward Park, right?
Yep. And then he went to like Clovis.
Someplace else.
North Clovis.
But originally it was at Woodward Park, and there were a bunch of clues, and people got all crazy because they're like, nobody that goes to Woodward Park needs money. No, that's really sad. I remember hearing
people
someone say that.
Well, that's not right. No one in Woodward Park needs money.
No,
it's all rich people in Woodward Park.
It's all rich people up north of Herndon. So
I just remember there was a huge traffic jam.
Huge traffic
once people
jam,
started... Yeah. Figuring out it was Woodward Park over on Friday.
God.
More than so than normal.
That was the stupidest, I mean, the coolest and stupidest thing ever. Because mm-hmm. I think it's cool, you know, you're leaving money for people.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But then to make it like a big thing and then it becomes a scavenger hunt and you get a bunch of crazy, stupid people stumbling over each other.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. And then you're watching... From the shadows.
Right.
Look at these people.
My
run.
Friends were actually going to go out and because they were in Easter eggs and stuff, right? The money was hidden in Easter eggs
or
something?
I think some of them were.
And hide, like, poop and stuff. And among them.
People are like, oh, I found one! No, oh, I didn't find one.
It's just poop.
It's poop. Daddy, what's this?
Yeah, that's your money. Save it. Save it up.
Save it.
Put it in the bank. So, yeah, okay, that was pretty... I remember that being a sort of big deal. Was talked about for a couple of days at least, maybe a week.
our governor candidate, we coined the term urban camping.
Yes,
because he became a homeless guy for like 3 days in Fresno.
Neil Kashkari. Did that ever catch on, urban camping?
I think maybe one or two people on Twitter used it.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. Hey, urban camping,
urban
man.
Camping.
We started it. If you want to take it,
right.
Figure out how to
do that. We should really like set up urban campgrounds.
Yes.
And like KOA campgrounds in
there
the middle
you go.
Of Fresno.
Downtown, there's plenty of space. It's not the, now we're on to something.
It's
you
not
make
the
a,
worst idea.
And you have all the facilities for
right.
campers.
Uh-huh.
Have all the dump, whatever it is they dump the bathrooms into.
Right. That,
have
that
one
crowd.
Of those.
Have a shower.
You have a shower. You have some electrical outlets for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Boom.
Barbecues.
You're forcing travelers to stop in downtown Fresno.
That's a great idea.
And then it's not, make it walking distance to Fulton Mall.
Uh-huh.
And which is still a mall.
Right.
Here we're in 2015. We still got a mall.
Where's my road?
Still
God
holding on, bro. It's still holding on.
Where is my road?
There ain't nothing happening right now. It's still there.
Yeah, soon.
We'll see.
Soon.
We'll see.
Here's a good question. Will we have a road on the Fulton Mall before we have high-speed rail? I say yes. I say we'll have a road before we have high-speed rail.
You gotta define high speed rail.
Whatever,
like what's your
we will have
what's
the station,
benchmark for saying
we'll
it?
Have the station that I can ride. I can get on a train and ride. Doesn't matter where, even if it's
operating.
Yes, Fresno to
whatever,
wherever, and yeah. Madera. I don't care. Wherever
yeah.
it is.
Well, that's
a
the first
five
leg.
Minute,
Madera
five
to Fresno.
Ride, whatever.
I can
it
get
is.
To Fresno Madera in 2 minutes.
Whatever it is. What do you think? I say we have the street way before that.
Yeah, I think you're right on all that. Right.
Now, here's the question.
Well, we'll see in 2016. I might
here's the
mind.
Question. Will we have high-speed rail?
Oh, in general. I think so.
So, backstory to this for people who don't know, and if you don't know, how do you live in Fresno? the gubernatorial candidate, the actual governor, Jerry Brown, was in town this week
mm-hmm.
to do the groundbreaking for the high-speed rail. So now it's happening.
It's happening. Physical labor has been, although it's been, they've been clearing out stuff, so there actually has been plenty of work.
Right, yeah, yeah. They're doing all the various prep work for it. The interesting thing was Jerry Brown was so awesome in this whole thing because he was, you know, everyone's like, where, what about the money? Where's the money going to come from and all this stuff? And his reply was great. It was like, to hell with it. We'll get the money. Like, we'll get
it.
The money. We can afford it. We can't not afford it, you know? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was awesome. That's a great, great reply.
Yeah.
Because truly, I think that once it gets built this little bit, they will not mm-hmm. let part of a track sit in the middle.
Yes.
Like, they just won't. Like, that just mm-hmm. that
this
won't
is California.
Happen.
I know. If you want, people can be
you
negative
know.
About Fresno being like, oh, it won't get finished.
Right.
This is a California project. This isn't, it's a federal project. I mean,
right. yeah.
the money, a lot of people don't realize the money's coming from the federal government. So it's not like, I went down a rabbit hole of looking at commenters on Facebook about this. One of the news organizations posted a story. I saw two different groups. I saw a story about it like on the Chronicle or mm-hmm, a Bay mm-hmm. Area station or Chronicle mm-hmm. and looked at the comment thread on that
mm-hmm.
and then a comment thread on a local station mm-hmm, and Facebook and the comment mm-hmm. thread on that. And of course the Fresno one had more anti. The Bay
sure.
Area one definitely had people who was like, oh, they were framing it as San Francisco to LA in 2 hours or whatever. And people are like, a lot of people are like, just like fired, like, oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be wonderful.
To go to Disneyland in 3 hours and be in Disneyland.
You could go, like, people from San Francisco could go to Disneyland now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it not be like a, yeah.
But there was, like, I was surprised to see, like, a conservative, there was a lot of negativeness about the one in Bay Area, too. Hmm. And there's, like, so much misinformation. People, especially Facebook commenters, are just like,
they're stupid.
They think
people.
That they don't realize how much of the money is coming from federal and that this money is allocated for specifically for high speed.
And
rail.
I don't think they
It's not like just like, we're just like, oh, let's just get $2 billion. Right. Let's just find it. It's like, this money's already there. If we don't take it, then it just goes to another state to get it.
Well, and the thing that I think people don't realize is like, we have to build, and we've probably talked about this on the show before, but we have to build something to help people move because there's going to be more people coming in the state. So if we're not building the high-speed rail, we're building more lanes, freeway lanes.
We need to do both. You know? 99 needs to be three lanes each side, the whole from Stockton to Bakersfield. I mean, that needs to happen regardless. But it's like,
but
we can't just rely on that and
if you
air
look
travel,
at it,
it's like a happy medium between driving and flying.
And if you look at it, to build a mile of road is much more expensive than to build a mile of this high speed rail track.
Yeah.
So, you know, really we're saving ourselves money in the long run. So high-speed rail.
And it will,
historic.
There's a lot of comments like, oh, you got to get on a bus to go over the ground. Like, not for high-speed rail, they're building a track.
That's the thing that's going to be awesome, is finally there will be a direct line from Fresno or from Bakersfield or Fresno to, you know.
Yeah.
But to L.A.
You won't ever have to get off the train.
Right. You just straight to L.A.
You know, now when you take Amtrak down south, you got to go over the freaking Grapevine in a bus.
So that would make my life so much happier. You know.
Oh yeah, I'd love that. Because I love L.A., but I hate driving to Grapevine. Right. I hate driving through L.A.
L.A. has the worst traffic.
Even though that's where I learned how to drive was LA, living in L.A. But it's like I just want to just get on. Right. I don't want to have to worry about driving there, and this would alleviate that.
There you go, high speed rail. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? It'll. Also
we in the Valley need. I understand people are going to be opposed to it, and people are bitter about it. I mean, I've been on the fence about it several times, but the fact is, this is going to be, and there's bad byproducts too. I know there's homes or people are going to get displaced, businesses are going to get displaced. It happens. It sucks, but it's just kind of like the bigger. You got to think about the bigger picture. Right. And this is going to be a huge deal for us more than anybody else in the state. The valley is going to benefit from high speed rail
for sure.
And so this needs to be the strongest support for high speed rail. It needs to come from the valley.
Yeah.
And seems like it's the weakest.
Well, and what's funny is I think people don't realize that like this isn't any different from a lot of things. You know, I read this. I think it was one of the Los Angeles newspapers, and you know, one of the criticisms of high-speed rail is like they don't think it's going to be able to pay for itself once it gets going. You know, like, but my question is like,
nothing does.
Why should it? Like, we have a crap ton of freeways. Do they pay for themselves?
No,
no, they just sit there, and then we have to fix them when
we pay like we pay like you think. What do you think? You're all that money you give the DMV does.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. Like, a freeway does not pay for itself, and you wouldn't want it to, because you would be pissed as hell if you had to pay money to drive on the roads every day.
Yeah, imagine
so
if you had to pay $20 to drive down to L.A. You're like, oh, you want to drive to L.A.?
Right.
Well, you got to – here's the toll.
Yeah, here's your toll, $50 or $20.
I mean, you got to do that when you cross a bridge.
Then come back to me and ask if high-speed rail is such a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, people are stupid. I mean, it's just like, come on. Quit being such a baby about it. Suck it up.
You're not going to
enjoy.
You're not. Your life is not going to be changed by us or the spending this getting built.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one day, you know, it may be your children that enjoy it, not you, but right.
Or your grandchildren.
And this is too, is there's so much short-sightedness about the, you know, living and the future of the state and the world. Like, if this is not going to, if I'm not going to see any benefit from this in 2 years, then forget it.
Then forget it.
I don't care about the next generation. F them. Like,
no, but everyone, that's what the
what
thing
if
is,
nobody cared no, about building 99? Right. What if they just left Golden State there? I mean, like, it's not going to benefit me. Screw that 99 crap.
That's everyone's thing. It's like, they don't care. They that's their argument is that, like, but our kids will have to pay for this.
No, they won't. They'll be enjoying it.
Yeah, they'll have to pay for it. But yeah, they will enjoy it and it will be worth it to them.
Exactly. They'll be just like,
we got off on a tangent, I think, here about the high-speed rail.
Oh, that's all right.
But it is something, actually, that has been happening in 2014.
And there's a there's also, just before we go.
Okay.
There's also a BS argument that, like, this is, I saw
Mike
this
is on
pop
it today
up more about in the San Francisco threads than this one for some reason. But it was like, this is a helping the poverty, the poor. The poor ain't going to be able to do this. And, like, I'm sorry, but it's cheaper. Like, it's not as cheap as Amtrak. I'm sure it's not going to be as cheap as Amtrak, but it's a lot. It's basically going to be in between a flight and an Amtrak ride.
Right.
So it's like, well, the poor can't afford to fly. This is half the ticket of a flight.
There's a lot of people that don't have cars.
Is half the ticket of a flight, and you're getting there. Like, you don't have to, you know, when you fly, you got to get to that airport minimum an hour before.
Do all that stuff, yeah.
It's like, this actually, I think if you factor all the going to the airport and having to go through all that crap, it actually would be probably faster with this high-speed rail than flying. And it's going to be cheaper than flight.
Or reasonably,
it's going to be roughly the same time.
And it might be cheap. I mean, who knows? That's one of the things. I mean, a lot of the things we don't know, and I think that's what freaks people out, is they're like, you can't tell me anything about it. Well, it's because it hasn't been done in this country at all for some stupid reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we don't. You know, I guess there's a couple of high-speed rail lines in back east. And they're actually some of the better, like, producing lines in for Amtrak back there. But other than that, we don't really know. But it works every place else in the world. That's the other thing that gets me about a lot of things. But high-speed rail is one. It's like, the metric system or something. It's like, why can't we just be like everyone else?
No.
Why do we have to like be so standoffish about stuff that obviously works in every place else?
No, they don't know what they're doing
in the world. So there you go.
I don't like the metric system though. Well, don't make me do that.
Yeah.
If they just like blanketed changed schools and just completely just went metric system, you know, the kids aren't going to know any better. They're just going to know the metric system, and then. And then the generation will come up and everyone knows the metric system now.
And they won't.
And
this
old people would be like, the only ones would be like, I don't have to learn about meters and crap.
I know both.
Ooh.
I can't convert them, though. I have no idea.
You can go to Canada and be fine.
I have no idea how to convert them back and forth, though.
When I was driving in Canada, I was just like, well, I don't know how fast I'm going.
And I have no idea how much gas I have left.
Nope, I was just like confused.
Wait, is that different too?
No, gas is the same. Okay. You gotta like do that in your head about how fast you can go.
Yeah. All right. So.
Well, before we cover more of this stuff, let's take a
music break. Are we gonna catch this as the band of 2014?
No. That would have taken work to do.
We didn't do that. But we did do a band in the episode, and it is the one and only Z-Will.
Got cracks in the concrete, went on, can't seem to find peace, went on, but we're still trying to build though, went on, nobody wanna let go, went on.
Deep in your mind, while you're intertwined with the empty. Lost in solitude like nobody seems to get me. That's gonna be filthy, but baby, I don't let them tempt me. Love is the drug I supply, keeping it trippy. Match made in heaven, we bonding 007. We on the same level, you taking strokes to the pelvis. The queen to my chalice, yin and yang with the balance. Lord knows we ain't royal, still creeping in the palace. You my bed piece, my third eye, my ride or die. Lord to the soul, don't burn it down like you left die. On different paths, so we clash like a meet. You're rolling with your girls and I swear they love to compete. Damn. Cracks on the concrete, feeling the pressure. Walking on thin ice, jumping won't make it better. That's suicide to the you and I. Do or die, mixed emotions, giving doubt. Through it all, we still try.
Got cracks in the concrete. Went on. Can't seem to find peace. Went on. But we're still trying to build though.
Yeah, so this dude, he's a rapper from Fresno. Hasn't been rapping all that long, maybe 3 or 4 years. And just this year, I mean, I think really felt. I saw him at the Fashawn's Barry Xmas show. He opened up the show, and super good stuff. Really like kind of high energy performance. Great stuff. I was sold on him when I read Gentle Jamie Nelson, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Cockamamie Jamie, a.k.a. Jamie from the Argyle Pimps.
Right.
Wrote a blog post about him, just like this like glowing, like, hey, I love this guy, Z Will. Mm-hmm. He's the future of rap in Fresno. So I believe Jamie.
I trust whatever Jamie says.
I believe
says.
Jamie. And it is true. He's done. He's opened up a couple of big shows. He played that. There was that show at the Salad Arena. No. Man. One of those. Salad Arena or Save Mart. It might have been the Save Mart like, Center.
Group shows.
Yeah, like the Ladies Night 15, Out, I think.
15 different acts.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It might have been that Ladies Night Out show with. With Baby Got Back, what's his name? I like Big
Sir
Butt.
Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, that show. I think it might have been that show he opened up for. You know, he's been on a couple of these big shows. I mean, I just think he has his, you know, he has the
huge up-and-coming hip-hop artist in Fresno.
Yeah, and you know, Jamie says that he's just like the nicest guy, and I kind of get the same vibe from him. I mean, I haven't really met him. Interacted a little bit with him on Twitter and things, but yeah, so there it is. And you know, I think personally, and if you read my, you didn't read my column.
I missed last week.
Last week, but
I catch up.
The crux of it was that 2015 is going to be a big year for hip hop in Fresno. That's my prediction, mm-hmm. unofficial or maybe official.
It's official now. It's unflowing.
Yeah, so you know, I think. It's really set up kind of nicely for it. Hip hop in general, I think, is becoming more accepted, mainstream kind of thing. And we have a couple of, you know, Fashawn has his album coming out, and you know, there's a bunch of like young and not so young, you know, guys who are doing it in town. Talent waiting in the wings, kind of.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if the Fashawn album hits in the way that some people think it might, you know, and people suddenly we have eyes on Fresno, I think there's a lot of guys that could benefit from that, and Z Will is definitely one of them. So
get a scene.
There you go.
Hip hop scene. Fresno, major hip hop producer.
I guess I'm going to have to start start my it. Rap game.
get edumacated.
I always wanted to be a rapper back in the
day. Yeah. Are you you do punk? Punk rapping,
sort of.
You can, yeah. I mean, you go fast. You can,
right?
You can keep up with.
I can spit.
I'd like to see you like try, like legitimately try.
I would need someone to write raps for me. See, that's right. The thing. Like, I don't think I have the lyrical muscle for it. You know, like, I don't think I
well,
would be able to.
You have the lyrical muscle. You're just not that muscle.
Maybe, yeah.
The hip-hop muscle.
I maybe have to try it. It'd be interesting. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear it.
We'll see.
One day in flowing, we're going to make you rap freestyle.
You'll just like...
Yep. Play a beat and you just got to go.
Nope.
Oh, we'll have Jamie on and you guys can battle.
That will not happen.
You can rap battle with Jamie.
That will not happen. I guarantee.
Be our best rated show.
It probably would, yeah. So there you go. Do you want to continue with music here and go that route with it?
What some like
in Fresno
the past year, what were some big shows that happened in Fresno? Man.
Okay. Let's break it down.
Let's break it down. I didn't get out to a lot of shows of this year, dude.
I probably went to I might have even went to more shows this year than I have in a long time. So
I just went to the Fuse Fest.
That's the biggest one of
all. Fuse, I, as always, of course, enjoyed myself.
So, you know, we had Bruno Mars come through, and I think he was at the Save Mart Center. I think that was one of those big shows. Mars was one of these, like, he's one of those guys that just, he's selling out seconds before the tickets even, you know, the tickets go on sale and they're sold out. It's like... It's like that kind of thing. Are you singing Bruno Mars?
Yeah, that was Bruno Mars.
I have no idea. So, you know, I think that in terms of like maybe not even ticket sales, I don't know how the show did, but just in like pop culture like status, I think that was the biggest one. Tool at Sound Arena.
Wait, was that this year?
That happened this year, yeah. That was in March.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Hmm.
And that was, Tool hasn't played in forever.
Right.
Really, I mean, they've done some shows, but, like, they haven't been touring. This is one of a few shows that they had in California they played. I want to say it was a sellout show, though, at San Jose Arena.
I think it was.
And, you know, people love that band in Fresno. I mean, it's like, and this was one of those cool shows because I don't know if you remember, but the city of Fresno, it had some like pilot program set up where they were like working with promoters to book stuff at Silent Arena, and then they would get a cut of the like
get a little action.
Yeah, and that show actually made $70,000 for the city. So, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I was gonna say there wasn't. Outside of that, there really wasn't a big rock act coming through.
You know, there were a couple of I don't know how you want to describe the rock acts, you know, because like if you're the rock acts to you and me don't mean the same thing as a rock act to like a 12, 13, 14 year old kid.
Yeah,
cause they had a couple of those shows coming through to the Rotary Amphitheater,
the amphitheater,
A Day to Remember played out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I think that was probably the big one, but they had a couple of other shows out there. The amphitheater this year got used more than I think it's been used in the last, you know, 6 years. I mean, they had a couple of these big shows out there. Numbskull Productions mostly was putting them on.
It seems like
Big rock shows. I mean, rock shows being whatever the kids listen to these days. Those kids.
I think was that this year the Deftones played at Woodward?
No,
I
think
it was that last year. Or the year before, 2013.
Yeah. At least, yeah. So.
Yeah, but have you heard... Has there been any problems with any Woodward shows? Being, you know, because when they first started that, when everyone's like scared to have concerts in Northeast Fresno and stuff.
I don't think so. But, so I wrote this story, one of my columns in the Bee, about top 10 concerts of 2014 that people saw. And one of them was this Rotary Park show. And my thought is, hey, it's an underused venue. It's great that they're having something out there. This is the kind of show that we need to have in town. Hey, I'm glad that it's happening. And I got an email from a guy who was like none too happy because, you know, he lives in the area and he can hear, you know, them dropping F-bombs at the stage, you know. And he said he doesn't think it should be there. So,
yeah.
But where else, you know,
hey, you gotta,
where else could it be, really?
The rest of the 99% of the time, he gets to enjoy at Woodward Park right by his house.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really think it's there. The city, there's a permitting process and other things that the city's been through to make sure that, you know, they hold those things to a minimum. That I'm sure it has to cut off at a certain point night. So I think it's good to be there, and there were several shows there. The Aquabats played at Strummer's.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a great
did
show.
Did you go to that show?
No, I didn't go to this show, but this is a great show because, okay, so the Aquabats, huge band in the 90s, ska band, right? Everyone loved them. But
I just know him from having the show
on Nickelodeon, right? You have a 6 year. Okay, and the dude does.
I forget which kid
the dude
network
does.
It is, on
it's on the Hub, I think.
Okay, yeah.
But
Hub.
And they also do Yo Gabba Gabba, one of the guys. So they have this huge following of kids. Mm-hmm. So the show is all ages, right? But like literally all ages.
Yeah.
So like if you wanted to go with your daughter, you could take her down there.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, all the kids got on stage and they did this big, huge sing-along.
Didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so it was like this really cool, like awesome night for these like little kids, you know? And to me, that's so awesome, like, and exciting to see. Like, I would have gone and saw it because, you know, I remember the Aquabats from, you know, when I was
before they were TV
that.
Stars.
But, you know, it's cool that, yeah, they had these little kids. So I thought that was a great show. I didn't go, but, you know, generally I think it. And then the Tony Bennett at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right at the time when his album was number one.
He had the number one album, him and Lady Gaga.
He's playing the fair.
And he came and played the fair, and it was apparently a great show. I didn't go to that one either. But, you know, that's one of the – it was, I think, a great get for the fair. It was a little late, like they announced it kind of late in the season. It might have been like only a week or two before the fair even started that they said that he was coming
through.
Yeah,
it was late.
But I think he did well, and, you know, it was a cool show for them to have. And then the New Rock 104 Christmas party with Bush.
They played at freaking Film 55.
They played.
That's crazy.
So, two things. One, it wasn't really. I mean, it was Bush, but it.
Was it Gavin?
It was Gavin and some
That's
other dude, and they just played acoustic. It wasn't like the full band.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people got mad. But
all that matters is Gavin was there.
But I think what's interesting about this is that, you know, Film 55 has sold out shows before. I mean, they've. But this show actually sold out, like, within the day. The day tickets went on sale, maybe. I think online tickets were gone within a couple of minutes, and then within, like, 3 or 4 hours, all the physical tickets were gone.
Yeah.
So it was, like, one of those shows that, like, people really, really were excited about. So I think that was a cool show for them to have. I mean, it showed that, you know, people are into Bush, I guess. Well, no, you know... They had Bush, but then they also had a couple of up-and-comers, Meg Myers and this guy, Anthony McMahon in the Wilderness, something like that. I don't know. I hadn't really heard of it, but I think they were kind of hit bands. And I think 104.1, you know, they used to do their big birthday bash shows, you know, and they quit doing them. But I think that, you know, as the station's still hip, I mean, the station's still... They know what's going on. They have a couple of guys down there that, you know, Mike Oz does a show and the Hammer and stuff. And so they put together a show. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there were a couple other ones, you know, I'm not going to mention them all, but if you want to read my full 10 list, and I'm sure there are others. Was there any in particular? I mean, Fuse Fest, obviously, but that happens every year. Was this year better? In your mind than other years for the Fresno Urban Sound Experience?
I just like that, you know, what I always like the whatever little new twist there is every year, there's something different. And this year we're at Tioga Sequoia, the beer garden, new beer garden. I think that started this year.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to having it there.
Yeah. And yeah, no, that place is great, and I think they're doing... awesome stuff with it.
The studio dog's going nuts right now.
So, okay. Yeah. Music. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to, if they had a favorite show in 2014, one that they enjoyed, that they, you know, and they'd like to share, or they think I'm wrong.
You're like, you missed this.
Wrong. Right. To let us know, because I'm sure there were shows that we didn't get out to.
And just and just in general, how I mean, everybody, because we always worry about venues closing, whatever. All the venues, you know, Audi's Olympic Club, or Film 55, Strummers, they're all been all functioning and doing, seem to be doing fine.
Seem to be doing really well, yeah.
And
I mean, I think that Strummers in particular, it seems to me like, you know, Strummers came in, it was probably 2013. I think they celebrated their 1 year, anniversary this year. So 2015 will be 2 years. But I think they really hit it hard this year. You know, I think Numbskull Productions, it is what I've been wanting for Fresno for a long time, which mm-hmm. is a place that has a promoter that knows what they're doing and is consistent. And that's what they've done. They brought in consistent shows for the past, you know, however long, week in, week out. And I think it makes everyone else kick up their game, right? So the other promoters in town. And also it sends out word to the other bands coming through, like, hey, Fresno has a legit scene. Like, people will come out and support, you know? And so more bands want to come through, more people want to come out. And every time that I've been to Strummers this year, I mean, it's been really awesome. So I think kudos to them. I mean, kudos to all the promoters in town, really, this year. You know, I think we talked about this before, like the...
Yeah, and Peeves has been great.
Oh, yeah,
this
Peeves
year.
With Love the Captive has taken over there, booking shows. And again, you know, yeah, they have every weekend for sure, you know, Friday, Saturday, they have a free show. And it's generally a touring band coming through. And, you know, but then even now I think they're doing some midweek kind of stuff. And it's going well for them. And, you know, I saw Eli Reyes from the Fey Rays.
Eli's back in town.
His band from down in L.A. played there last weekend with Brother Luke and the Comrades. And it was a great show. Went and hung out, free show. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and they're usually free there too. Huh?
Yeah, no, they're a totally free show. You know, I think that the partnership there is really working well for Love the Captive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had been promoting shows at a couple of different places, but I think, it's a system that works. And I think it works like this. You know, the venue, Peeves in this case, but other venues, understand that, like, having live music is important, and it brings people into their establishment that then buy beer or food or like whatever. And so they decide, like, hey, we want to pay for that. Like, we have this much money every month to make that happen. And they give that to a promoter. The promoter then uses that to bring bands in. And then they work relationships. Bands come in. They have a good time. It's a free show or whatever. And it just builds and builds and builds. That's how the Sound and Vision down in Visalia really got started.
Yep.
Was they had a venue who was willing to pay to have bands come in, and they, you know, so they had a budget, and you know, they could work with it, and that's how they're working there at Peace, I think, too. So really cool.
There it is. Yay, music in Fresno.
Music in Fresno, 2014. I think 2015 is going to be.
Yeah.
That's good.
Catacomb Party's coming back.
Oh, man.
Views Fest coming back.
Yes.
Who knows what else is going to happen.
Spanspec, we'll be there.
I think somebody in this room is going to tell us what the heck, why there aren't shows at Chuck Chancey Stadium.
I'm digging.
Digging. It's going to happen. Look for it in the future.
Yeah. Because I think, talked about this. I think it is a underused venue.
Yep.
There are reasons. So
come to find out there are reasons, and we'll all know them soon.
Yeah, sure. Next time maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
That's
what
it.
Else? There were things.
2014. Tell me about it.
The building of Lost continues. You know, it's not like a thing that just like, oh, that was a thing in 2013 or whatever, that we built Lost and now we abandon it. Right. They continue to grow and
continuing
more and more. There's about to be the one about to open I forget the name of it, but it's across from the Spiral.
At Van Ness and Inyo.
Yeah.
That's the, what's I the think name the of housing or urban development HUD. Mm. It's one of those.
But it's got a name.
City View?
City View. Maybe that sounds something
right.
Like that.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of those happening.
Used to be the propped up walls.
Oh yeah, terrible, scary building.
Scary building. Now it's like a four story.
Have you seen it? Have you been down there?
Great. I haven't been inside.
I haven't been over there yet in a while, so I haven't seen it. Oh, it looks awesome.
And it's right by the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden.
There you go.
You can just people stumble home. All you gotta do is walk a city half a block.
That's beautiful. And be home. And really, there it is. I mean, that's the ultimate. Like goal, right? I think.
Yep.
It's not for everyone. You know, I mean, there will be people like you, Mike, who have to live out here in the suburbs.
Yeah.
With your giant
house. If I was in my 20s and single, I'd be
right. Exactly.
My wife Becky is like, she was lamenting, like, I totally live there. She's so mad. She's pissed. She's like, damn it.
Now we got a kid.
I got a family. I got a husband and a kid. I can't live in those lofts. When will this kid
move out so I can move down to the lofts?
There's even, I've heard there is somebody putting together a plan to build a high-rise loft situation right across from the beer garden, where you know that little parking lot, that little city lot there
at the kind of almost
within the Chickchansey there, at the Fulton Mall, that they're putting together a proposal
that is
to build a large building there that would actually have a skyway across to the Spiral Garage. They use the Spiral Garage as parking for this building, and stuff. So that's something that's cool, just being put together. It's not
all the more of that stuff. I think is great.
So it's just just an idea. Like people are just and downtown's just going to continue to keep getting more residential,
especially now that you know we have our new general plan and
The general plan in place just at the end of the year, with no thanks to Mr. Brandel.
Oh, man.
Or Clint Olivier.
Oh, man, yeah.
On the outside looking in now. Sorry, boys. Progress is being made.
Did you see? So the best image of the day. So, you know, the governor's in town. They're doing this groundbreaking, and it was a invite only event, right? And they had like 1,000 people or something, and there were a bunch of people who came to protest and were standing outside of the you know, the
it'll never work
Tea Party people, and then also some of the Chinatown Chinatown people, because I guess they're having issues with the
We talked about that before.
Well, and there were some other issues.
The tunnels and stuff.
That came up. But there's a great photo, and it's Steve Brandow and Clint Olivier standing behind the chain link fence out by the porta potties, looking in at the crowd, sort of longingly, like, hey, guys.
Totally not invited, left out.
Yeah.
You're not going to support it, then you don't get invited.
Right. So and that's hilarious. Steve Brandow actually sent a letter to the governor, him like, "Hey, you shouldn't be supporting the high speed rail, and here's why." And
dude, you're just a councilman in the city. Like the governor is like, "Oh, hey, how did that?" Hold all my calls, right. Mabel. I gotta read this letter from...
Mabel? Is that his wife's name?
That's his secretary's name.
I thought maybe that was his wife's name. Is it because he's old?
I've got a... Yeah, he only gets he only gets old school named secretaries. Right. That's his thing. And he's like, hold all my calls, Mabel. I've got a letter from Steve Brandow. The Steve Brandow sent me a letter to say no on high speed rail, and it's totally changed my mind.
Yeah.
He made genius points.
He did make some good. You know, man, yeah. I don't even. Steve Brandow, like. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I mean, if it's out there on the internet. I read the entire letter, and somebody posted it. So if
was
you
it
wanna,
very Brandow-ish?
It was. I mean, and, you know, his thing was that he feels like the governor doesn't have the right priorities for the state and for Central Valley. And you know, he lists the priorities, and I agree. I mean, I think that, like, if those are the priorities that he's thinking of, then, like, okay, yeah, those are great priorities to have. You know, public service, fixing the roads, and water, you know. So when you look at, like, and especially from a Tea Party guy, like, those are the things, like, if you believe that the government should be limited to just, like, essentials, those are them, right? Like, right. Utilities and public safety, right? Mm-hmm. But then if you look at everything that he has voted against in the past year or however long, then it makes no sense, because it's like all those things that you're talking about, public safety, better use of water, better roads, that's BRT. That's the new general plan. That's, you know, bike lanes. Like, all that stuff is going to help. So how can you say then that you're for these things, or you're telling the governor that he needs to you know?
Yeah. Telling the governor, you need to think about these things. But
he in reality, apparently has Fresno, not been.
He doesn't care about those things.
Right. Or he just – and even, you know, even the high-speed rail, realistically – is going to help those things. Right. High-speed rail, if you're complaining about the roads, like, oh, we don't have, you know, our roads are crappy. Well, look, here's the thing. We could keep fixing those roads forever. Mm-hmm. Like, but if we don't do something new, like, it's never going to fix the problem. Yeah. And we're just going to be spending money.
You're right. We're just going to continue making more lanes. And
right. And we can't do that forever. So, anyway, I feel bad for continuing to harp on Steve Brandow.
Well, come on. So. He's gold for us podcasters.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's just gold. Just keep doing what you're doing, Brandow.
He's probably a great guy, actually. He's probably you know.
Well, he's one of those guys you'll have a beer with. Yeah. Not somebody that should be running office.
So what is there any other 2014? I mean, I feel like we're getting close.
We're getting close to wrapping it up, right. But there was it escaped out of my head.
It was there.
I had it in my head, and then now it's gone. Yeah.
Well,
it's
there was a, you know, I feel like it was a quick. It happened this year. Happened quick, mm-hmm. And I know that a year is a year. It's the same amount of time always. But it felt like this year really went by fairly quickly. But seemed like a lot of good stuff happening here in Fresno.
Everything's, it's been a positive year.
What was the one single worst thing in Fresno this year?
Crap.
If you had to, like, oh, man, that thing, whatever it was, was terrible.
There's nothing terrible.
Right.
We had some crappy air days.
Oh, we did have some crappy air days.
There's some pretty bad air days there. You know, the drought's been rough on us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hopefully... You know, we thought maybe here it was going to alleviate, but it hasn't rained for like a month or again.
We got a day, a couple days.
And, jeez. I'm just looking. There hasn't been any, like, I'm just trying to think of retail because we haven't really talked about retail. Yeah.
We love our retail.
There hasn't been any huge openings this year.
Nope, nothing.
That pizza place in Fig Garden was like the big. Pyology has been like the biggest buzz.
Have you been there?
Buzzworth. I still am.
No, I haven't been there.
I stay with it. Just if it's something's really busy. Yeah. Fresno, we love to jump on stuff.
And I love pizza.
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe I haven't been there.
I heard that you just don't go for what they try to sell you on. Just like make them make what you want them to make.
Okay.
That's the word I get.
All right.
From people's.
I just haven't put. I want pepperoni and cheese.
I
want
to see this year. Let's throw some stuff.
Okay.
You want to see this year? I want to see, a major thing, retail restaurant wise in downtown. Like something you would expect to find north of Shaw.
You want
to
see Roots Chris?
I want to see something downtown. Whether it's a chain or a local thing, Pismo's, you know, local restaurateur doing something would be preferred.
Well, there's a spot for it. I'll tell you what. They're at where the old Heroes used to be.
Oh, yeah. It's just sitting there. Yeah. But that's kind of a weird spot. It's not a great spot. Now that it's right next to those lofts, it's better. But it's like they need to redo that facade because you can't tell what the hell's going on in there.
Right.
But
okay, all right.
But so I want to see something.
You want a restaurant?
Like something like
something nice.
Yeah, an anchor.
Right.
I want to see an anchor downtown.
Right.
That's retail or restaurant or, oriented. Right.
Okay. All right.
Let's see that. I mean, not. I think you know, I have a bias for the Tioga Beer Garden since we do a podcast with Matt who runs the beer garden. Mm-hmm. So I am biased for that admittedly, but I think that's a huge deal. Peeves and the Tioga's beer garden's doing downtown.
Oh yeah.
Those things have been too consistent, open every most days.
Yeah.
Something at night to do downtown consistently. Like I know I can go downtown and go to Peeves or go to the beer garden, and that's something cool to do downtown consistently. And that's, you know, outside of Tokyo Garden, that's been like the only things there that are consistent.
Right. Unless you like to gamble.
Hell yeah. Club One's always there too.
Club One is, okay.
Fair enough. Like something new, some sort of new anchorish thing downtown.
All right.
Retail wise.
I would like to see. What would I like to see? I don't know. I'd like to see things. I mean, I think it's going to happen. I think Catacomb happening this year. I think it's going to be another big, great event. There's talk of Fashawn is doing his Grizzly Fest again.
Ooh,
I think it's going to be happening at Grizzly Stadium, so at the Chuck.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So I think that's going to be really good. And I think there's going to be some big names coming through. So, you know, to me, that's the stuff. I want to see more of that, just more of the same of these. But I'd like to see some bigger shows come through. I'd like to see some rock shows, you know, some actual rock shows, like we're talking about Tool or whoever coming through. We're not getting
Foo Fighters have never come to Fresno.
You know, Foo Fighters, we're getting Iggy Azalea. We can't get Foo Fighters.
Come on, Dave. You're supposed to be so cool.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave.
So that'd be really cool. You know, if it's a Save Mart Center show, if it's a Sound Arena show, we're getting some decent, like, metal coming to Strummers and Fulton 55 and things. So that's really cool. One big, you know, I don't know who it would be. I'm not, like, a huge Foo Fighter fan, so.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, they're, like, you know, the rock kings right now. Yeah. So it's just, like, and they've never been here. Right. So. And I guess U2's touring on their free album. U2's never been here. That's another big rock band that's never come to Fresno come to Fresno that could.
See?
It would sold. I mean, they would just sell out. They wouldn't. That's like not even a factor. Save Mart Center, U2.
Right.
Even though people are kind of pissed at them right now or whatever.
No one's
their new, that new album's kind of shitty. But, I mean, it's like they would sell out.
Go?
That would. Oh, yeah. I don't even like U2 that much. Yeah, but it's like that's a big show.
I wouldn't go.
I've never even seen him.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go. That's not a band that is in my.
I'm not a really big fan of YouTube.
And Foo Fighters,
I
don't
one
think
YouTube
either.
Album, but
I'm not even sure.
I love
I'd see the Foo.
Oh, and I'm looking forward this year to see which kind of relates to 2014.
Okay.
Too. The Astros now are our farm system instead of the Giants. I predict the Grizzlies' attendance. Will be the same with the Giants as with the Astros.
I think it might be
system.
A little better.
And ooh, you're
and
predicting
here's
them
why.
Better.
And here's why. They're going to push the hell out of it this year.
Yeah.
I think that the marketing team there is well aware of the situation, and everyone expects the numbers to go down, you know, because they lost the Giants, and that was a whole big thing. And I think they're really going to make a push, and I think you're going to see that people don't go for the Giants, have never gone for the Giants. They go because the Grizzlies are able to put on a good show and like whatever. So that I think it might it definitely be what you're saying the same. I'm thinking it might even be a little bit
more.
Wow.
So. I like that. Yeah,
and they'll
I
definitely
say that
bring out the stops,
the,
you know.
The hardcore baseball fan's going to go regardless.
They don't
That's
care.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't care I'm like, I prefer my team is the A's. Right. I would prefer it was A's, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to go regardless, whoever it is. Now, and then you're still going to get the people that just like I just want something to do, like you. Just like,
I don't
care
about baseball.
I just want something to do. Right. It's something cool to do. Yeah. You know, $10. I'll go down, watch a baseball game, have a couple beers.
I might go see a couple of baseball games.
And so all those people are still going to be there. Yeah. You're just going to get this little contingent of Giant fans that are just going to be like, ah.
And I'm pretty sure they'll go too.
Yeah, I think a lot of them will. It's still baseball. And that same team is going to come through town a couple times, so. I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to be like.
Yeah. Well, that's coming up, right? April.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So there you go. A lot of good stuff coming up in April. Was there anything else before we...
I don't think so. But I'll remember when I'm listening back to the show.
Why didn't we talk about that? No, I think it was good. I had a really good year. I had a good year here on the podcast.
Yeah,
and
we had
some good shows.
We missed a couple weeks, but we consistently made it through the year.
Right.
We missed some weeks.
Probably
we
did better this year than last year. And we'll do better in 2015 than we did in 2014.
Yeah.
There you go. And numbers will continue to go up.
Yeah. This was actually a really strong year for us number-wise. So,
I wonder why that is.
I think
you know why it is.
It's just that niche. We're a Fresno podcast.
I was going to say it's because Dorktown is killing it.
Well, Dorktown's doing what Dorktown does.
Yeah.
But
I was talking about the network.
The network, yeah.
The network of podcasts. That we did, push this at the beginning.
We're in the plugs.
I didn't put. Oh,
where's the plug music?
Plug it up.
Plug it up.
I wasn't actually going to, but we could do that.
Yeah, we're in.
The Dorktown Network of Podcasts, which includes The Perfect Bar,
Craft Beer Podcast,
Dorktown,
a random comedy podcast,
Get Off My Podcast,
Harrison Ford Podcast,
which I listened to a little bit today, actually.
Do you want to see Presumed Innocent?
No,
now?
I don't.
Is that the one you listened to?
It was way more professional sounding than any of the other. I was like, man, these guys really have done their research. They really have.
Well, it helps that both Trent and I are Harrison Ford nerds all our lives. So
okay.
We're drawing.
So
on
you
that.
Weren't even.
We
that wasn't research. That was just going back to
pretty
your
much.
Diaries.
Yeah, my diaries.
Your journal from
today,
that time.
Harrison Ford. Just made me so crazy. I just saw Presumed Innocent
for the
best
time.
Twist ever. Best ending ever. Oh my gosh.
Anything else that you'd like to plug, or what was the other one? You a reefer? What were you giving out?
Oh, Recos?
Recos. I call it a reefer because in the news business.
Oh, that's a news business term.
Yeah, reefer.
Nah, I'm just, you know, and check out Flowing with Famous.
Flowing with Famous. That's us.
Or Flowing with
Flowing with
our
Pod.
Twitter.
Flowing with Pod.
On Twitter.
And then you could just do like a Google search.
With Famous.
And we'll pop
I wish
up.
There was... God, I wish we could find the old episodes.
No, you don't.
Used to be you and Jera. Right. And then before it was Jera and Malcolm.
And Malcolm.
And, you know, with Reed Engineering.
And me and Reed, yeah.
There was like a period of... it was just you guys, UB people.
Had it for a while. We did a couple, which was kind of fun.
So, the only podcast that's gone through all kinds of changes and still around.
Nothing else to plug. That's it. You don't want to.
That's enough.
Okay, I'm gonna plug again myself in my other job.
Sounds difficult.
Yes. At the Fresno Bee, so Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. I write about music and pop culture, and. Lots of cool stuff there. And then my band, It'll Grow Back. We have
a show
coming up. What? It's actually a very interesting concept. It's not really actually that interesting at all. So it's a 90s tribute show. Local bands doing 90s songs from the 90s. Bands from the 90s. So, for instance, Sci-Fi Caper will play Nirvana. 20 foot hour Bigfoot Attack will be playing Blink 182. They're a band playing Weezer, so I'm playing we will be doing Danzig.
Oh!
From the 90s. The 90s Danzig.
90s Danzig. Well, is there any other kind of Danzig?
Well, there is. I mean, you know, because he's play. I mean, he continues to play.
Right.
But really, like, I think for me, so originally we were going to do AFI covers. Because it made sense, because that's very close to what we do normally.
Right.
Like, I mean,
very
AFI
close
is,
to it'll grow back,
it sounds, which... I mean, and then we got into it and it was like, we just weren't
you
feeling
got bored,
it.
Bored with it.
And you know, and so we started, like, we want to have fun with this thing. And really, like, Danzig, in the 90s, we will be playing Mother.
Nice.
You know, I don't think there was any, for us anyway, or for me anyway, I mean... That was probably the most influential band. It was one of the first concerts I saw.
Was that in Tampa, Fresno?
At the Wilson in 1990.
They played the Wilson?
1993, I think. 1992, 1993. It was Danzig, White Zombie, and Caius.
Wow.
Which is like,
that's,
you know,
true.
Josh Hamm and Queens of Stone, his first band, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
It
that's
was
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Did you see Caius?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's
it
crazy.
Was. I actually saw them twice. They came through twice actually, back in the '90s.
Wow.
But played at the Wilson Theater.
Damn, I didn't know
times.
That.
Yeah.
Cornerstone. That 2015. We need to kick out Cornerstone
and
Church and retake Wilson.
Man, Wilson Theater used to have the best shows.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah. So that was one of the first shows that I saw, and it was on the How the Gods Kill tour, and it was just like. Life-changing, I think. So anyway, we'll be playing that show, and that'll be in February. I want to say it's February 7th, and it's at Strummer's, and it should be real fun. So.
Yeah, sounds like a cool show.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all.
All right.
I kind of want... I need some recos. I want to give some recos.
Damn it.
You know what I'll recommend?
Next one. This, we're focused on 2014 and stuff. And
I will recommend...
To do recos.
I will recommend Tower District Records.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has records right there.
They got their new location.
They got
more
the new
records.
Location, more records, more
it's all,
space.
We're all about records nowadays.
I know. And they have a stage in the back, and they have a concert series. They're calling it Live from the Kirby. And I think it's every Sunday or every other Sunday, whatever Sundays, they have live music there. And this weekend it is Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries.
All right.
Some other bands. But in store, man, in stores. You know how long it's been since we've had a record store that had in-store performances? It used to happen at Tower Records back in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember those shows. Yeah. And then we'd do it in the back of
the
loading
dock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes when they closed, actually, they had like a final show. We played one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they finally closed. But anyway... That's it. Go to Tower District Records there on Olive Avenue. Olive and Palm, yeah? Used to be the Kirby vacuum dealership.
Forever. Olive and Palm. They're crossing the Circle K.
Circle K.
Go get your smokes and then go get some records.
I thought you were going to say go and get your, what are those drinks that they got at Circle K?
Energy drinks, what?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of 7-Eleven. Slurpees.
Oh, Slurpees. Slurpees.
I want a Slurpee.
Damn it, Summer. Come on, Summer. I'm so sick of winter already, and we barely had a winter.
I know. Well, that's it for us here. I'm going to call it now.
Call it,
man. Because you're just getting
crazy. Yeah, it's going to get crazy.
And we'll have another one of these in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, I don't know.
Figure
it
out.
How do we do that?
Figure it out. You know the internet. You listen to a podcast. You can figure out
how
to contact us.
And let us know. Have we heard from anyone about anything?
Like, there's so many to go through. I just can't say.
Ed Stewart
one.
Sent us a message on Twitter about Danny's Records.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The record store.
He helped us out figuring out
what
we're talking about.
Yeah.
We need all those kind of like people like, hey.
We need more people to... So if you're listening and you're like, hey, I know about stuff, let us know.
Tell us. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Tell people like, there's a podcast about Fresno. Don't you know that?
Right. Five. I'm counting this out. Five, please.
Four, three. Sorry.
Did you count out like that? Shouldn't I? 1, 2, 3. I don't know. Whatever.
No, let's start again. You had it right. I just screwed you up.
Just play the music.